For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thank you so much for joining.
Great to be here, Paul.
JD Supra reported recently that Casino Del Sol Resorts suffered a cyber attack after widespread outage of its IT network. Steve, tell us a bit more about this story and share any thoughts that you have.
So, Paul, this is a regional casino. It's in Arizona. They employ about 3,700 people. They generate $250 million in revenue. Sizable for a regional business, certainly not a Sands or one of the super big names, but they're a mid-sized business. And like many small to mid-sized businesses across the country, they suffered a cyber attack and it impacted their business. Bingo went down and a lot of their other gaming, you know, went down.
We've seen an alarming number of casino hacks over the past year plus, and this being a medium-sized casino, I wanted to talk about it because they might not have the budget or the staff versus those bigger companies. I'm curious what you think, Steve. Is there anything those more medium companies, those SMEs, can be doing to up their security game?
You know, it's hard to say. You look at these situations, they're victims, you feel bad. And maybe there's a part of you that wants to point the finger and say, well, they're a smaller company or a mid-sized company, so they didn't necessarily have all of the security in place that they should have. They need to up their game. They should have a CISO if they didn't have one, blah, blah, blah. On the other hand, some of the world's largest brands are being hacked. We see this on a weekly basis. Everybody is vulnerable. It's quite possible that this casino had very good security in place, and they're grappling with a really difficult situation right now. Their phone system is still down. There's no ETA for bringing it back online. They're just trying to figure out how do we get back up and running, because they lose money every minute that people aren't gaming.
Steve, as always, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.